It matters less when we die than how much of our life will live on. Michael Joseph Barry, in his poem, The Place Where Men Should Die, said, "But whether on the scaffold high or in the battle's van, the fittest place where man can die is where he dies for men." How suddenly death is upon us, and how thin the line between life and eternity. Quicker than it takes to tell about it, that thin line was broken last Thursday for Leo Lowell, a man loved and respected, and who will be sorely missed in the university family. I think it only fitting that Vice President Lowell should be taken from us under the conditions suggested by Barry, for it was in his quest for making this world a better place to live for more people that God took him from us. Oh, he was Vice President Lowell in his official capacity, but to most who knew him, he was Leo, and there were many who knew him. I was fortunate to have been among them. Big and full of life, seldom was he seen without at least a wisp of a smile on his lips. When he talked, his eyes glowed, and the tone in his voice showed that he was interested in what he was saying and in the person to whom he was speaking. He was not just a dean who became a vice president. He was fast becoming an institution and a legend, and respect for him was becoming more and more widespread. He was a leader in the community as well as at the university. Therefore, his loss is doubly great. How did he react in his official capacity? I had the honor of watching a young man convince Dean Lowell that probation should be extended for another semester. The young man talked for 3 hours before reaching his objective. Afterward, with a twinkle in his eye, Leo turned to me and said, "I was ready to be convinced, but I wanted him to do it. He finally did." "You know," he continued, "sometimes it takes a little shaking up to get these young people on the right track." I hope I shook him up. Otherwise, he's just wasting his time. Did you notice that he didn't say he was wasting our time, but that he was wasting his? He had a genuine interest in all who came to the university and had a strong desire to help them get the most from the college experience. When you met him on the street, he always took time to say a few words, and more times than not, those few words turned into time which he needed for something else. He liked to talk about his family, and with me, the conversation at one time or another would usually get around to his son, Scott. His face glowed and his eyes sparkled as he spoke, and he made you feel that here was another of the many welded families that we hear so little about. He not only took an interest in the university and the community, but also in the relationship between the two. He was one of the 6 people who sat down and laid the groundwork for the formation of the now solid Nanook Quarterback Club, and he actively participated in its activities until his many duties prevented it. His interest and influence in the community and the state was felt by many. It was beautifully shown in an editorial in the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. You may have missed it, so I'd like to read it to you. It's from the Friday, November 22nd edition. Loss of Leo M. Lowell in yesterday's tragic plane crash near Barrow will be felt throughout the state, and particularly at our University of Alaska here. Few of us realized the significance or broad scope of Mr. Lowell's continuing contributions toward building a better university and establishing a solid economic foundation for our new state. His objectives have been quietly achieved without fanfare or personal publicity. Nor did many of us realize that Leo Lowell was a nationally known financial and investment authority, respected on Wall Street and in banking and financial circles throughout the country. One or both of the 2 books he co-authored are daily reference for thousands of investors. Among his major contributions to Alaska was his key role in establishing Review of Alaska Business and Economic Conditions, a publication of the then newly established Institute of Social, Economic, and Government Research at the University of Alaska, shortly after his arrival here 5 years ago. The familiar name of Leo M. Lull on the masthead of the publication helped win its immediate acceptance in financial circles as the first authoritative and widely accepted source for accurate economic statistics and information concerning the new state of Alaska. Some of us can remember that it was only a few years ago when selling bonds and other Alaska securities was exceedingly difficult. Lack of authoritative information regarding Alaska made investing in such securities a speculative, high-risk venture on Wall Street. Alaska and Alaskans were penalized severely. When our securities were sold, and at times we found them almost unsaleable, we were forced to pay much higher interest rates than similar offerings from other parts of the country. Alaskan businesses found it extremely difficult or impossible to secure new capital funding to broaden our economic base and create new jobs. Every Alaskan taxpayer was, and in many cases still is, paying substantially higher taxes because of higher interest rates charged on bonding issues originating in Alaska during past years. It was due in large part to the continuing flow of accurate economic information to investment sources initiated by Mr. Lull that interest rates on Alaskan securities are now rapidly being accepted at rates comparable to the rest of the country. Alaskan businesses and Alaskan taxpayers are indebted to Leo Lull. Mr. Lull's capabilities and progressive contributions were recognized at the university, as evidenced by the advancement to Dean of the College of Business, Economic, and Government, and just recently, his appointment as Vice President. He also found time to participate wholeheartedly in widespread civic endeavors, including serving as Vice President, Fairbanks Chapter, Association United States Army, and as a member of the Governor's Employment Advisory Commission. It was while participating in commission business that he lost his life yesterday. Leo Lull has been an Alaskan only a few years, but his contributions to our state and to all of us were truly outstanding. His untimely passing leaves a void in our community and in our state, both of which have been enriched by the presence of Leo Lull and his family. We know that we speak for a great many Alaskans in saying that we share the shock and great feeling of loss of Mrs. Lull and their son and daughters. And to that, we add a fervent amen. There is little that can be said at a time like this. There's much we would like to say, but words seem so adequate. We do know this, however. Few people, when they are gone, will leave as much behind as did Leo Lull. God in his wisdom has taken him from us. But during his short stay on earth, I count it a personal privilege to have known him. And I thank God for having him pass our way. It was Abraham Lincoln who said, "Let us endeavor so to live that when we come to die, even the undertaker will be sorry." And so, we won't say goodbye, but merely, "So long, old friend, until we meet again." And meet again we will in God's eternity. The sorrow for the dead is the only sorrow from which we refuse to be divorced. Every other wound we seek to heal, every other affliction to forget, but this wound we consider it a duty to keep open. This affliction we cherish and brood over in solitude. And the tear that we shed, though in secret it rolls, shall keep his memory green in our souls. This is Chuck Klutz, KUAC News.